Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. We do not yet know what it is or what it was supposed to be doing. We do not know where it came from. We do know the Pentagon shot it down off the northern coast of Alaska.
The Defense Department had been tracking the object over Alaskan airspace for more than 24 hours. Former Defense Secretary Mark Esper told CBS News.
What's different about this object that entered the airspace today is it came in from the north, as compared to the Chinese spy balloon that came in from the southwest. West along the Aleutians last week.
Prior to the incident, American fighter jets shot down what was a suspected Chinese spy balloon off the coast of South Carolina a week ago. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
And now to southern Turkey, correspondent Chris Lifsey watching ongoing efforts to find people still alive as time runs out on rescue efforts after this week's deadly earthquakes in that region. More than 22,000 deaths are now blamed on them, with that count still on the increase.
In Turkey's southeastern city of Adıyaman, they now live among the rubble. Hope is beginning to slip through the ragged fingers they've been digging with. Among those still missing, Gul Sarun. She just turned 52 on Saturday. İpek is her sister.
Do you have any hope left that your sister might still be alive?
Maybe if they started digging one or two days earlier, she says, but there was no help.
As the first anniversary of Russia's invasion and war approaches, Ukraine says Russia has launched a major new wave of aerial attacks. With more, the BBC's David Harper.
Explosions have been heard in the Russian-occupied city of Melitopol in southern Ukraine. A Russian-appointed official said Ukrainian armed forces had targeted the city using multiple launch rocket systems, but air defenses had destroyed most of the missiles. The Ukrainian mayor of Melitopol said the city was trembling from strong explosions. On Friday evening, several Ukrainian regions issued alerts about incoming Russian drones.
Back here from Memphis, word of a new lawsuit for alleged police misconduct by a man jailed after a violent encounter with the same five police officers who now face criminal charges in the death of Tyree Nichols.
Internal disciplinary documents obtained by CBS News reveal more about the officer's encounter with Nichols. Demetrius Haley can be heard shouting that Nichols tried to grab one of the officer's guns. Justin Smith and Tadarius Bean are accused of punching Nichols several times and holding his arms while other officers assaulted him. Smith was the only officer to defend his actions on the record, stating that he propped Nichols up against the squad car after the violent struggle so he could breathe better and called for medical assistance.
That's CBS News correspondent Elise Preston. At the White House on Friday, a meeting of President Biden and the President of Brazil comparing notes on how the two huge American democracies were tested in recent riots following elections contested by the losers with false claims. This is CBS News.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 16 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
We must tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Dom, it's Friday. Not sure if it's Friday High Day, but for many of our listeners,
it's always Friday High Day. Happy High Day to you, Evan, on the board. Our fair audience, it is Friday. We made it, baby.
You know, the sidewalk's quite slick in Madison. The sun's out, but the sidewalk's frozen. Like, there's enough meltage overnight and sort of freezing rain at the end there. Sidewalks are glazy out here. There's a little salt on it, but man, I'm just watching people. Someone's going ass over tea kettle before this show's over. I'll do play-by-play. Hopefully, I won't have to do it as the EMTs respond.
Right.
I don't think it's my responsibility, but, you know, like the fact that I could see people through the window falling on their ass, I would blame you for it, Dom.
Come on, you're the one that could actually do something. But just tap on the glass when they're walking by. Hey, be careful out there.
My wife couldn't even walk the dogs this morning. Our dog's problematic. Untrained heathens of dogs.
Yes, I blame the owner.
I blame the, yes, I do as well, but they're not my dogs. I just have a bad cohabitation deal with them.
So you have other people's dogs sleeping in your bed? Is that how you roll, Crudy? Yeah, all right, good to know, man. Santos will be on his way over soon, I'm sure.
Make the checks up, the puppies. So anyways, a little icy here in Madison, Tom. But the show's going to be red hot, especially with your participation. You know, Dom, we're growing. We're a growing product each and every day. New friends. And here's what I would say. Whether you're a new friend or an old friend, why wouldn't you tell somebody? Tell them about the greatest radio show ever. Help us be a little famouser in our own minds.
Help us help you.
Help you. No, what can you do for the Devil's Advocates? We're here to entertain you. Why would you keep that a secret?
Ask not what the Devil's Advocates can do for you. Ask what you can do for the Devil's Advocates.
Now we're getting somewhere.
All right. I heard something like that before.
The only other creative thing I ever recall you, seriously, the drinking liberally toast. Here's to you. Here's to me.
Here's to drinking liberally. Yes.
And at the Christmas party this year, I stole it in part. Here's to you. Here's to me. here's to 2023. I did that on the fly, Don.
All right, nice. See, well, sorry, you can use it. I didn't trademark it, you know, like Stop the Steal. I thought about it, but, you know, didn't.
You know what I often do in my own mind? Well, you don't want to know. Because sometimes it involves you in pain.
Wow, Cruise. You want to talk about it, or you just want to just move on?
I talk about it with my therapist.
Okay.
When you're not around. No, but in my own mind, I so often, like, you'll say something to me, or maybe my wife, or my kids, or maybe even a colleague, client, you know, whatever.
And human interaction?
Yes, during normal human interaction, someone will say something that triggers song lyrics in my head. Does that ever happen to you?
Oh, all the time, yeah.
But do you try to make them play along with you by feeding them back the song lyrics ever? Like, as an exercise, you ever, like, see if you can throw a few more bars of that song along and see if they'll
catch on and get it going? Right.
Next thing you know, you got a little kumbaya sing-along circle going. Don't know why I'm going there, Don, but sometimes I get little songs in my head. That and some voices. Don, we air the grievances on Friday. The voices I hear in them. In my head sometimes, Dom, it's the callers at 844-967-2789. Because I'm wearing the one earphone. I wear
the voice in your head. It's not God? I just want to be clear.
When God speaks, he speaks through a priest or a rabbi.
Or through me. I mean, why not
Episcopalian,
me?
Episcopalian.
Could I? I mean, I'm speaking to you, man.
Because you don't believe.
Trust me. What? Huh, an imperfect vessel, as you would describe, Crudy. I mean, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I mean, who am I to say?
Well, once he strikes you down with lightning and then raises you back from the dead, then I'll come worship you, dear Jesus. You know, I did have some plan, eventually, to get to some headlines. I know it's Friday, man. It's been a week, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has.
It's like I hate to jump back in both feet into politics.
Like right away?
Started.
It's the big game this weekend as well. We cannot forget that.
Is there a game this weekend?
There's a big game. Big game. I'm not sure what the rules are in saying it.
Well, it's not our big game. We're not playing it. Packers didn't even make the playoffs. Now I know how these Vikings fans must have always felt on. And the Bears fans. Well, at least the Vikings made it this year, but. And Detroit fans, sitting out of the playoffs sucks.
Oh, so close, though. So close.
And I haven't cared much about the playoffs when the backers aren't in it. You know, maybe I watched a game or two, but, you know, I'm not like, if my team's in it, then I got to know, you know, how do we stack up against the competition? At least I'm watching the NFC games. At least I think I watched the NFC and I didn't even watch the Chiefs, dude.
I think the Eagles are favored by a point and a half as it stands right now.
I like Mahomes.
Yeah, I do too.
Come on, man. You got to take the other side. Be the devil's ass.
Well, I can. I mean, Klitschko took the Eagles and beat me last time, so I got to bet against the Eagles this time to try to get even. So now I'm a little angry with the Eagles because they disappointed me by winning.
Damn Eagles. So I'm unclear. Are you rooting against or betting against or for or against?
I'm rooting against the Eagles, which makes me for KC. And Mahomes got the MVP this year, so, you know, good for him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Do you think Packers, I assume Aaron Rodgers was Packers MVP, but will he be back? Will we ever see that man?
Oh, what I see, 4 days of darkness.
He's going on an ayahuasca trip? Isn't that how you make all your big life decisions, bro?
You know, it's hard to say. You know, sometimes I just meet him at Summerfest. You know, everyone has...
It's going to involve alcohol for you, though, isn't it, Dad?
Everyone has their own path to tread. And sometimes they create a different path. You know, so there's no right or wrong way to make those kinds of decisions.
Wouldn't include ayahuasca.
I mean, it might. Who's the judge?
I am. I'm judging him. This is me judging. It wouldn't be my chosen way of...
No, you're more of a mushroom guy? I mean, what are you talking about?
Except that one time at Coon Creek. I made one significant bad decision under the influence of hallucinogenics. Although it was a hell of a good time. You know, is a lifelong memory worth the pain of 21 days in jail and 2 months of house arrest and years of probation? And
it was a fun time. I mean, I had a good time, too. I didn't know you at the time, Crudy, when you were busy with your other ruffian
friends
flipping that cop car over. I was right behind you. And although I was not involved, I saw it right there. I could have reached out and joined, but I didn't. And I still had a really good time that night. It's very memorable.
I was here to amuse you. Dom, were we going to talk about the president, or were we going to talk about the president trolling your buddy, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson? You know, have you ever been trolled? You ever been trolled by the White House?
Rojo, he's figuring it out.
Rojo's been trolled. And the craziest part about it, and you know, it's a little interesting. I found a piece over at the Urban Milwaukee, but this originally published our friend Sean Johnson at Wisconsin Public Radio. No relation to Ron Johnson, Sean Johnson. Senator Johnson wants annual votes on Social Security and Medicare. If you recall, in the State of the Union address, President Joe Biden Tuesday night called out some of the Republicans, and then he pulled them in as a group. I mean, I got a Republican buddy that said that was the most masterful thing he had ever seen when Joe Biden lured the entire Republican caucus en masse to stand up and agree to the preservation of Social Security and Medicare, even though there are at least a handful of, you know, Republican prominent party members that have advocated.
Mike Lee, Senator from Utah, Rick Scott, Senator from Florida, specifically.
And, of course, Ron Johnson. And our buddy, President Joe Biden, I'd like to call him a friend. I would if he'd come around on this fine radio show, 844-967-2789. Joe should have called us when you were in town. Now he's the host. Now he's got the governor's convention going on. Tony Evers out in D.C. hanging out with Joe Biden this weekend. But back to Rojo, right? So, Rojo, Rojo didn't like being trolled. And when Joe Biden came to our backyard, DeForest, Wisconsin, on Wednesday, sort of the follow-up trip to the State of the Union, started calling out our buddy Rojo.
Yeah, it was Biden's victory lap, man. He's still going. He had to clear his throat before he mentioned his name.
He did. He did. And Ron Johnson said, you know what? What he says about me, none of that's true. None of that's true. And then he went running out to Righty Whitey Talk Radio. And the accusation against Ron Johnson is, you know, he wants to put Social Security and Medicare up for a vote every year. Because governance is not contentious enough. Let's make grandma and grandpa have to, their existence hinges on the partisan good governance between these two parties. That's Ron Johnson's plan. Of course, he wants to blow it up, right? But if Joe Biden says he wants to blow it up, then he calls Joe Biden a liar. And no, I didn't say that. But then he went on right-wing talk radio.
And he said it.
Well, you know, that was the secret. Now you kind of giving away the punchline. But the president felt like he had to troll Ron Johnson. I think Ron earned the trolling. Come back. More Devils.
I'm the one that brought back football. By the way, I brought back Big Ten football.
Man, come on. I had a rough night, and I hate the f***ing Eagles, man.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You care for the house, the kids, and our future. A Shiro's Day is never done. So let's start saving a little more now. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings. Visit aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 17 overnight under clear skies. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 40. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. You can always join us at the political party at 844-967-2789.
Dom, we asked the very important question this Friday afternoon. Have you ever been trolled by the president? Here is how Senator, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, Dom's buddy, responded. According to the reporting at the Urban Milwaukee Online Daily, Sean Johnson, a day after he was called out by President Joe Biden, Wisconsin U.S. Senator Rojo, Ron Johnson, reiterated his support for taking annual votes on funding Medicare and Social Security, calling Social Security a Ponzi scheme in the process. The back and forth followed Biden's State of the Union address Tuesday when he attacked Republicans for endangering the programs, prompting many GOP lawmakers to heckle the president. Liar! Liar! Boo! Liar! You know how it went, Tom. It also reinforced Johnson's status as a political lightning rod in Wisconsin, a state where he was narrowly reelected. Anybody count that vote? I think we need a recount. Where he was narrowly reelected to the U.S. Senate just 3 months ago, and where, if he seeks another term, it would be 6 years before he's on the ballot again. And the exchange between Biden and Republicans this week was reminiscent of one that took place last August during the final months of Johnson's 2022 Senate campaign. Under federal law, Medicare and Social Security are known as mandatory spending, meaning their funding is automatically renewed each year. Johnson called for change and all that, arguing their funding should be voted on each year by Congress along with the rest of the budget. He re-upped the position in January as Republicans were sparring with Biden over raising the nation's debt limit, telling reporters that when it comes to the budget, lawmakers should look at everything every year. That was a direct quote, Tom. And during an event at a union training center in DeForest Wednesday, Biden called out Johnson, repeating his everything every year comment as Biden remarked, "Come on, man.
Come on, man."
Supporters booed. In a statement to Fox News, Johnson accused Biden of lying about him. But in an interview with Righty Whitey Talk Radio in Milwaukee Thursday morning, Johnson stood by his plan.
Of course he did.
Saying it was time to change the way that Medicare and Social Security are funded. Here's the quote from Rojo. "We got to put everything on budget, so we're forced to prioritize spending. That doesn't mean putting it on the chopping block. That doesn't mean cutting Social Security, but it does mean prioritizing."
What does that mean? Put everything on the budget so we're forced to prioritize. Doesn't mean putting on the chopping block. Doesn't mean cutting. Means prioritizing. Well, if it doesn't mean cutting and you're not putting it on the chopping block, why bring it up for a vote every year? I mean, if you're going to prioritize it, wouldn't you think? I mean, if you're literally going to do this, what the number one thing as the servants of the citizens would you do is to make damn sure that the seniors know how much money they're going to get next month or next year? I mean, that's a priority. So let's assume this huge program is the priority. Priority number one. Okay, good. It's not on the chopping block. You're not cutting it. It's priority number one. So why even go through the exercise?
Why for Johnson? Well, of course, because Johnson, as he is quoted here again, Dom, says it's a legal Ponzi scheme. Echoing an argument he first made in the 2010 Senate campaign. I mean, dude, that was 12, 13 years ago. Johnson, Rojo, he ain't changing. Dom still thinks Social Security is a legal Ponzi scheme. And just think, the guy doesn't even, he probably gets capped on his senatorial wage at Social Security, right? He pays up to 136 grand or whatever it is, gets capped, and that's all he's got to pay. And if he gets millions of dollars, you know, as an industrialist private citizen, Dom, doesn't pay any Social Security on that. And Ron Johnson's rich enough. I mean, the plane used tax breaks to buy three private jets. When you got that kind of money laying around in the Rojo family, you know, compound, well, maybe you don't care about Social Security. You know, then your priorities are, let's call it, tax cuts for private jets and rich people. As he often brags about shepherding through and what, the Trump tax cuts.
He did it for you, Crudy. The Raw story reporting that Biden's White House pushed quickly back against a tweet shared by Fox News featuring remarks made by Republican lawmaker. According to the HuffPost, the news networks also featured a link to a report accusing Biden White House of tripling down on the president's State of the Union claim that some Republicans want to cut Social Security. Responding to the Fox News report, the White House pointed to remarks from Senator Ron Johnson. Republican Senator Ron Johnson, in radio interviews today, said that Social Security was a legal Ponzi scheme and that Social Security should have been privatized. In the audio clip that the White House featured, the Republican lawmaker could be heard saying, quote, "That's why I talked about for the first time around 2010. I just laid out the reality of Social Security. It's a legal Ponzi scheme. I mean, it is. It's a pay-as-you-go system." Later in the day, the lawmaker encouraged the idea of privatizing Social Security. "Privatizing Social Security," he said. "That was like the worst thing in the world. Well, you know, had we done it back then, you know, Social Security might be in a more stable position for younger workers." This comes as concerns loom about the Social Security in America, according to a report shared by the SSA. As a result of changes to the Social Security Act in 1883, benefits are now expected to be payable in full on a timely basis until 2037. Until at that point, when the reserves are used up, continuing taxes are expected to pay about 76% of these scheduled benefits. But there's things that we can do, that we should do, certainly. Like, you know, raise the cap. I mean, come on. Were you concerned, Republicans, about the tax cuts for Donald Trump that we just referenced for allowed guys to get three planes? You know what I'm saying? What'd that cost? $1-3 trillion over 10 years? I didn't hear you complaining about it then, but now it's a problem.
Well, they did that for the job creators, Tom. They don't want to do squat for just working class people. That's not how it works. If you want to see real change, just go hire a lobbyist on K Street and send them down to Rojo's office. Come back, more Devil's Advocates.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT. G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for greatest of all time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows level off around 16 overnight under clear skies, winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Bright sunshine expected again tomorrow. Highs level off around 42. Lows dip down to about 22. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Dry with temperatures well above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the upper 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
Bulls have it, kids. Can't really talk along with the beat of that one. Welcome back. It's the Friday edition, Dom. Let's hear that sweet, sweet Dark Money Dan Kelly ad during the commercial break.
Yeah, I threw up a little bit in the back of my throat. Burns, little biles.
He is the only real and true conservative, Dom. And I think if you are of the real and true conservative persuasion, you should consider voting for Dan Kelly on February 21st. I'd really like to see our audience help lift this man up a bit.
No. What? No.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
Why? Because, I mean, this is a primary, right? There's four people running. The top two go through.
Yes.
If you play that kind of game, then people who would normally vote for one of the non-conservatives, Protasiewicz or Mitchell, would, you know, then could potentially put, what, two conservatives through. No, don't play those kind of games, man.
Okay, no game playing. No name calling, no game playing. vote your conscience. But if, you know, a guy like CJ or Gary from Sussex.
Sure.
Maybe even Dave from Mequon were listening.
Some of our conservative friends out there.
If they were, you know, so inclined to vote conservative, then I think they should vote for the real conservative, Dan Kelly, and help lift him up in the primary. You've got your marching orders. Dom, you know, the obscene money's just starting to roll in on that race.
Yeah, dude, I know, man. What a great segue.
Wisconsin Supreme Court race is expected to top a record $6 million in spending, and that's just for the primary. That's coming in like 2 weeks, Dom. Wisconsin officially, the officially nonpartisan Supreme Court race is getting big money from outside interest groups, leading to record spending in one of the hotly contested races in the country. And with less than 2 weeks to go, Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates and outside groups are expected to pay out more than $6 million by the February 21st primary, already eclipsing 2020's record for a judicial race before the campaigns have even reached the general election. Right. Just while they're sorting out who the candidate of the left and the right might be. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel compiled spending data from several sources that track media buys and found that as of today, candidates and outside groups have spent $5.5 million in the primary race, in a nonpartisan race. And mostly they're just talking trash about each other, Dom. I see an anti-Doro ad. It's chasing me down the page digitally here. One source said spending will cross the $6 million mark by the primary and is likely to top $7 million. This includes money being spent on TV, radio, and digital ads, as well as mailers and social media. Spending, Dom, has dramatically increased over the past 20 years. In 2003, then Supreme Court Justice Patience Rogensack squared off against Barron County Circuit Judge Ed Bruner. Outside groups paid out all of $27,000 in independent expenditures. Now the money's pouring in. Conservative Waukesha County Judge Jennifer Doro and former Supreme Court Judge, I hate that they call him that, never won the race. He was a wanker and wanker appointee Dan Kelly and liberal Dane County Judge Everett Mitchell and Milwaukee County Judge Janet Protasiewicz vie for Rogensack's seat. Rogensack, a conservative, is retiring. The top two finishers, as Dom mentioned, on February 21, advance to the general election.
Crudy, our pal Matt Rothschild, the executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign, well, you know, he follows the money. Here's what he had to say. Outside interest groups are suffocating us under an avalanche of spending, so the voice of average citizens are drowned out by multimillionaires and billionaires who are able to run ads. Why should someone who lives in California, New York, or Nebraska tell us who should sit on our Supreme Court? Crudy, where is the money coming from?
Where's the money coming from, Dom?
Fair Courts America, a super PAC underwritten by billionaire and GOP mega donor Richard Uihlein, is spending $1.79 million, and that group is backing Kelly.
You've heard those ads very recently right here. Dom, just for the record, that's just across the border down there in Fibland.
Fair Courts America. Another group, the liberal group, A Better Wisconsin Together, spending $1.22 million on ads attacking Doro. Protasiewicz, who has raised more money. Yes.
Note that. Liberal group, A Better Wisconsin Together, is supporting Dan Kelly effectively, is lifting Dan Kelly through suppressing voters for Doro, or at least that's the hope. Let's hope the eventual, you know, let's call it liberal nominee doesn't come up a million too short in their TV buy in general.
Right. Protasiewicz, who has raised more money than her foes, is spending $1 million. Wisconsin Alliance for Reform, led by conservative Eric O'Keefe, is spending $520,000. And Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's business lobby, is paying out $250,000 on the same ads attacking Protasiewicz, a source said.
So you see what's happening here. And I don't mean you, Dom. You're somewhat shrewd. Talking about the audience in case they were driving down the road not paying attention. We've got outside money coming in from the U lines supporting Dan Kelly. We've got outside liberal money coming in attacking Jennifer Doro. And we've got Protasiewicz, who's outraised all three of her opponents cumulatively. But that's only $1 million. There's, what, six times what she's raised being expended by outside groups in the very same race. And then, Dom, there's some, you know, some of the most unsavory sorts, like Eric O'Keefe. And when I say unsavory, I mean they helped corrupt the Wisconsin electoral process by giving corrupted funds to Scott Walker in a coordinated fashion that was illegal when they were doing it, and then kind of buying their way to freedom, or at least out of civil forfeiture action, by going around on right-wing talk radio and breaking the gag order of the judge.
Now, that was when he was with Wisconsin Club for Growth, right? This is a different organization, apparently. Now,
talking about Eric O'Keefe?
Yes.
Same guy.
Same
doesn't
guy.
Doesn't matter where
no, I get
pops
it.
Up.
Same guy, new LLC, new 501c3, whatever it is.
Well, this is small fry. This is small potatoes compared to the $24 million, I believe, that he helped funnel in illegal third-party coordinated spending to Scott Walker's benefit during the recall campaign.
Yeah, this is chump change compared. He's done this before. He knows
this
what
is
doing.
Little dollars. I mean, they're just crapping on Protasiewicz, presumably to raise up Everett Mitchell, who they see as the weaker of the two liberal candidates. So the liberals attack Doro, hoping to raise up Kelly. You've heard me a couple of times.
Because they consider Kelly, as you do, yes. Kelly is the weaker, worse candidate.
The very beatable candidate. I would love to see Kelly win the primary for the conservative bloc. And I think Protasiewicz has the financial advantage. I haven't heard, and, you know, I like Everett Mitchell a lot. We've had him on the show a couple times. Very, very earnest guy. And I like him in this candidacy. But if I haven't heard your ads running, it's hard to believe he's going to have a fighting chance. The anti-Protasiewicz ads aren't for the benefit of Everett Mitchell. They're just to suppress the Protasiewicz vote. Only ads I've seen that I've really liked so far. Have you seen the new Protasiewicz Can't Say Her Name ads?
Yes, those? I have. Yeah. That was one of the first ones she ran out. Right? I mean, I think those have been out for a while.
You know, maybe a week, if you mean for a while, maybe a week. But I think they were amongst probably the first three or four campaign ads I saw roll out. But if you've got that difficult name, Dom, and, you know, all names are sometimes difficult for me, but
for you, for sure.
I learned her name pretty early on, but I think a lot of people struggle to vote for someone if they can't say their name. And Protasiewicz is not an easy name to say.
Yeah, but this is Wisconsin, you know, and she's leaning into it, you know, as evidenced
by
the campaign.
I think they're great ads.
Yeah,
I think
absolutely.
It's very shrewd. I think it's very clever. A, it raises her name awareness. B, it shows maybe she's got a sense of humor. And C, it gives you permission to not be able to say Protasiewicz, yet still go out and fill in the little circle on the ballot because they need you. They're going to need more voters than those that know how to say her name properly, Dom. If she's got to go on those that can pronounce Protasiewicz, right. She's done. Dan Kelly, on the other hand, benefit of a short, crisp, white nationalist Christian name. It's actually not the Dan Kelly part. It's the fact I strongly suspect the Regent College alumni certificate tells me he's the white nationalist guy, Dom. But they both got that.
Just a little bit more here from the reporting, I believe this is, Corey Hess, Daniel Bice at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, comparing to 2020, outside spending reached a record high of $5 million in 2020 in the race between Karofsky and Kelly, a conservative who was then the incumbent. In that race, the Better Wisconsin Together spent $1.9 million, Wisconsin Manufacturers $1.1, a few others here. That record will now be broken. Matt Rothschild concludes, says a problem with this much outside money and the influence it comes with. Supreme Court should be deciding some of the biggest, could be deciding some of the biggest cases facing Wisconsin, including state election maps and abortion law. Rothschild's quote, there is a problem of corruption. These big donors throw money around, and they have access to someone who holds a seat on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Yes, they do. But I would also mention, I mean, this is being done on the federal level, too. Isn't there this kind of thing happening with the U.S. Supreme Court? You get access. You got little parties going on.
Well, that's something different than actually directly electing Supreme Court members, Tom. I mean, if you're
the moneyed influence still remains.
Well, when you specifically need someone's money to help you get elected, it perhaps is even more persuading as opposed to a lifetime presidential executive appointment, which doesn't require you to raise any capital unless you're paying off, you know, Brett Kavanaugh's gambling debts, apparently. Where's the money being spent, Tom? Not enough of it around here, but little something.
Just a little bit.
One source tracking TV and radio buys said roughly half of the spending so far has been in the Milwaukee media market.
And perhaps the proto sandwich ads, because I've seen them more than a week ago, so they may have been here earlier.
The most efficient way to reach the largest number of voters from both parties, the source said. Madison has a large number of voters, but few conservatives. It doesn't keep Dan Kelly from running ads on the former Devil Radio, did it, Dom? And the Green Bay market is pretty evenly divided, but has fewer voters. You know, not entirely true. It's a bigger media market than Madison-Dane County. The Fox Valley. That's why we're on WGBW and WISS. That's why we care a lot about the Fox Valley.
Sure, I mean, but you know, you go from Green Bay down to the Fox Valley, which could be hell down to what, Nina. I mean, that's a big range. I mean, Green Bay is somewhat separate from, you know, the Fox Valley, Nina, Appleton, Kaukauna, that area, and then down to Oshkosh. It's, you know, it's not all the same spot.
It's the number 62 media market in the nation, and if you want to buy one TV station, guess what? You're covering all those areas, and you're paying one very expensive ad rate. Here's a quote from Doro Dom from Waukesha. Complained. She's complaining about the amount of money being dropped by super PACs who are opposing her candidacy. It's never been more clear that Judge Jennifer Doro is the only candidate who can beat the liberal special interest groups in April and stop the left's efforts to remake Wisconsin via judicial fiat. According to Amber Schroeder, Judge Doro's campaign manager, the amount of spending by both sides has ratcheted up significantly in the days after she issued this statement.
And the conservative, Dan Kelly, has not committed to voting for Judge Jennifer Doro should she come out on top of the Republican side, the conservative side, although she has committed that she would vote for him.
Well, endorse.
Endorse, thank you.
And, you know, after Hagedorn burned him by showing a little judicial independence, after he endorsed Hagedorn, well, fool me once, shame on me.
That lesson, right?
Fool me twice, won't get fooled again. Come back. More Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Your calls could be next. 844-96-PARTY.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us. You don't know
my darling. Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom. Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 17 overnight under clear skies. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunny skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 40. Clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Dry with temperatures a bit above average Sunday and Monday, and highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Take me to your heart, baby, in your heart.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
We are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Mike from Sheboygan, you are up. Welcome, Mike. Happy Friday, man. What do you got for us?
If Wisconsinites can remember on Fat Tuesday, 21 February, that they got to go out and get their punchkis, potchkis, or whatever they spell the, that darn Polish bakery that's probably not too healthy for us, but very good.
So good.
Yeah. If they can do it all the way from Pulaski to St. Paul and whatever town down south starts with a P, they can remember Janet Protasiewicz.
Protasiewicz.
Bonsky, Fat Tuesday. I'm in. I think her spot is good. I think she's right to work on her name, and I think the next time I see a punchki or a bochki or whatever you call them, I'm going to think of her.
You can't even say it. You can't. You don't even know what they're called.
You're telling me how to pronounce. You're telling me how to pronounce foreign names. That's a good one.
I'm not saying I know how it's pronounced. I'm just saying you don't know how it's pronounced either. I don't know how to say reminds me of that woman. I don't know how to say her name.
Yeah, but you know how to eat them.
Punchkis. Protasiewicz. I got you, Mike. I'm following you, brother.
Punchki Protasiewicz. There you go.
Hey, man, thanks. Best to Annalise. Love you guys up there. 844-967-2789.
Calling CJ. From Schmingy Land.
CJ, you're up. Happy Friday. What do you got for us today?
Hey, CJ.
Happy Friday, guys. I first want to apologize. You guys did have the NAD to run the response from Governor Sanders. And yeah,
we accept your apology,
amazing.
CJ.
Wasn't it amazing?
No, it was kind of weird and terrible. And she's a big fat liar, so no, I didn't really like it, CJ.
I really regret that we gave any air coverage whatsoever. I mean, dude, you know that was just weird. What she running
that
for governor of America from Arkansas? I mean, what was the purpose?
It was better than the president telling us we might need oil for the next decade. The man is brilliant. He's just amazing.
But he lured your whole dumbass party in on Social Security, buddy.
CJ, do you believe? Let's talk about the Social Security for a second. CJ, Social Security. It seemed like the Republicans agreed with President Joe Biden that it should be off the books. It should not be up for negotiation. Do you concur?
Well, you know, right now, the mere fact that your party denies the fact that it's going to go in the red in 11 years.
No, that's not true. I mean, we talked about it. But you're not giving me your opinion. I'm asking for your opinion. Do you think that's something that should be off the books as they all stood up and clapped?
I think it is, as far as do you think it should shut the government down? No. But, you know, the mere fact that it is going to go into the red, even, what is it, Earl Ingram's show on Sandy says that it has to be addressed. Do you guys agree that?
Sure. Raise the cap, yes. CJ. Okay.
Raise the
problem
cap.
Solved.
What's your solution then?
Raise the cap.
Yes, we just told you. You can raise the cap, CJ. You concur. You're down with that? You fine with that?
There's lots of solutions. I guess I'm
That's
I'm
the most
that
obvious. Dude, I mean, we don't need empirical. Dude, here's the deal.
You might have a projected solution. I'm really proud of you.
We've always had this solution.
Listen, of course, this is coming up, and thanks for the call, CJ. And I appreciate you. You seem fairly honest on this, man. I take you at your word. But yes, raising the cap. CNBC, this is a little study they did from last year, August of 2022. Here's what they say about what could be done and what people agree on. Raising the Social Security payroll cap. Supported by 81%, Democrats by 88%, and Republicans 79%. Raising the cap. In 2022, payroll taxes applied are up to $147,000. You could raise the cap. We could raise the cap and make lots of money towards that. Reducing benefits for high earners. Like guys like Ron Johnson with his three jets. Maybe he doesn't need, quote unquote, they can reduce it for him. Support of that, 86% of Democrats support that. 78% of Republicans support that. So there's a couple of things you could do. You could increase the payroll tax.
Come on, man.
You could do.
You're not being fair to Ron Johnson and the very wealthy Johnson family. Of course, they don't need three jets. They need the tax breaks on three jets, which allow them to basically invest capital in three jets and then lease out that time as a money-making venture. You see what I mean? It's not the jets. It's not that they need three jets, although it's always nice to have at least.
The jets are the facilitator to the money. Yes.
Yes. It's just like when George W. Bush threw out their gross vehicle, 6,000-pound gross vehicle weight for a rapid depreciation. If you went and bought a big SUV, you get $25,000 off your taxes this year. Guess what I was driving by the end of that year, Dom? I think it was a Toyota Sequoia at the time. It weighed over 6,000 pounds, man. It's just playing the tax policies.
Well, and that's okay, but listen, and it's guys like CJ, listen, were you bringing this up? Were the Republicans bringing this up when they passed Trump's tax cuts, right? That
well,
were not
of course
paid
not.
For? Well, of course, to the tune
objection.
Of trillions of dollars. So now, if you go back, you want to look back at all the tax cuts, for example, right? If you didn't do that, where would we be right now? You know what I mean? So there are things that have been done that contribute to where we are right now. I mean, there are legacy decisions that have impact today. And there's no question about it. But if we want to address this, number one, it should not be during the negotiation for the debt ceiling. That's asinine. Never, that should not happen, right? You're not going to put the world economy in the tank because of it. But then you have to come up with, you know, listen, there's revenue and there's expenses. And you can mess with the formulas. You can raise the cap. Between those three things, you could do a spreadsheet and figure it out.
Hey, Dom, you know what one of my favorite things was?
What?
During the Trump administration. You know, if I was a rich guy and I didn't actually want to pay any taxes, they had these things called opportunity zones. We got three right here in Madison, Wisconsin. There's a corridor on East Wash. There's one on the north side. Hell, there's one on the west side over by Odana Hills Golf Course. And if you invest capital gains in the opportunity zone, why are you paying cap gains? Because you paid $1 million for something and now it's worth $2 million. And the government normally would get 15%. But if you said, but I'm investing my cap gains in an opportunity zone, well, you could defer 85% of your cap gains. So let's say you invested $1 million, that 150,000, what would it be? Like 150 grand in cap gains?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You could defer 85% of that for 7 years. But here's the really sweet deal. You don't pay any capital gains on your capital gains. So if your $1 million turned into $100 million, you never pay cap gains on that. See why the rich get richer and guys like you and I work in radio? We just need billions in investable capital and we'll turn out just fine, Dom. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocates, giving you financial advice.
Not really.
On the radio.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.